item 10 from the Milwaukee County Comptroller providing an informational report regarding the 2015 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County as of the second quarter, June 2015. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Controller Mansky.
Good afternoon. This is an update to the projection that I provided you in the July cycle. This is based upon 6 months of data for Milwaukee County, and the projection is a decrease from the previous surplus of $19.9 million down to $18.5 million. The reduction, there is a table which talks about the main changes that have occurred. The main reduction items is use of the contingency, the reserve, plus also offset by a slight increase in fringe benefits. Most of the departments are showing surpluses. If you talk about the operating departments, courts has a slight deficit. But otherwise most of your surplus is coming from the fringe benefits area, and that's generally in the healthcare area, and that's a surplus of about $12.5 million net. The surplus in there, of the $12.5 million, one of the things I talk about in the fringe benefits section of this document is about, with that surplus of in healthcare, and also about the fact that our actuary has indicated we really we were budgeted for a $38.5 million contribution for pension, and the possibility that really what that number should have been for 2015 is around $57 million. And one of the things would be is that in future years you're going to be impacted by that, because that will have to be that $20 million shortfall in 15 will have to be absorbed in future years' contributions. And with the fact that you have a surplus in health care, one of the things I'm going to put forward to the committee in October is using a portion of that health care surplus to make part of that pension payment. So we have not as much that we have to take care of in the future. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at possibly somewhere between 8 and 10 million of using that number. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a schedule which kind of shows you some of the things that happen by making that payment, so you have a relative idea. But that will be presented to you for the October cycle. That would, of course, eat into the surplus that you have here, which means you would have less in the debt service reserve. But in the long run, you would be saving money because you wouldn't have the interest on that dollar amount adding to the amount of expense that you have in the pension plan. So that's kind of a report of where we are at the present time. Office of the Sheriff is showing a $0.1 million surplus.
Supervisors Mayo and Schmidt.
I'd like to see certain time, but also the control team, we get one for 13 or 15,000 dollars for the minute.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the dollar amount at our, you know, my thinking was around 10, but I'm going to give you what a $1 million does, so that you can take a look at that and see what 1 million does in relationship to it. What I was trying to do is at around the $10 million level is offset the health care amount that's there, and trying to stay within those totals that are there. We may be able to look at the amount later in the year if health care, you know, continues to improve, because what we saw is improvements still in the health care number, but it doesn't mean that you couldn't make a decision later in the year and add to the number. But what I wanted to do is be able to make the contribution, you know, for example, in October, November, and we could still make a decision based upon where we end up at the end of the year and add to that amount. But I wanted to at least get you familiar with that idea and the savings that we can achieve by making that contribution now.
With respect to the actuarial understatement, How did that happen in the sense that I would think that five or six people would have looked at that figure at some point?
There's a separate analysis that's being done by Corporation Counsel, has hired, believe somebody from the outside that will be taking a look at that issue and reporting back to this committee regarding that. So I'll kind of let that analysis come back to here.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just thinking that a number of people saw that and just didn't catch it. But thank you very much. Supervisor Schmidt.
My question, and maybe you can answer this in October, maybe it could be part of your analysis. One of the other vehicles we have is the stabilization fund with the pension obligation bonds.
Yes.
I thought you had mentioned something.
There's approximately $6 million in there also.
Okay, so, I mean, this was a big seller to me. We had several plans over the years going back quite a few years about how we're going to do this pension mess. And we didn't take the bait, we, the county board, several times. We waited for the, and I think it was corroborated by others here, and I think you've commented publicly also with some other people that are timing. We waited for the right time, the best interest rates, and, you know, I think we really, really did well there. And part of the selling, though, was the which we didn't have before, was the, a stabilization fund that could, you know, when we have a bad year, that could help in that. So we put money into that, or that's the $6 million, so we haven't ever touched it. And the pros and cons, maybe you don't have to answer all this now, but would that be part of the analysis? We might use something there. Would that not be maybe appropriate at this time?
Yeah, that's also an item, and we can touch on that in our report, but that's also an amount that's potentially available for this, too. Because, in essence, what the purpose of that one was is in case you had large increases
right.
in your pension expense in any one year, then you could use that reserve. I'll be working with Corp Counsel regarding that and the statute that recovers that. I was looking strictly at the health care surpluses that were here and strictly looking at that right now. But we can also touch on that in the report.
Give us your advice on that.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? We have a motion to receive and place on file report on item 10, for item 10. Madam Reporter, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 10 be recommended to be received and placed on file prevails.